Convergence on Wisdom and World Peace. In 1804, Earth had 1 billion people. In 25 years, it will have 10 billion. The only thing we can really do is build real schools that bring real education, real wisdom, and real greatness into people's hands. These schools need to be powerful and beautiful. No punishment, no grades, no assholes, just pure love for wisdom. All these other things that good and secretly bad people talk about are nonsense. Short-sighted, infantile nonsense. Every human being is capable of beautiful genius, but we are all too easily misled. Right now, poverty is the biggest negative force. But there are many others, and future students will get to them as well. Poverty is preventing people from learning. We need universal income because the world is far too big to keep chained by poverty. It is simply not the picture that we want to paint of ourselves. It is a gift for the future generations, so that young people from all around the world, no exceptions, can cheerfully wake up in the morning, take a cab to the airport, rent an apartment in their favorite city, have lunch each morning at a museum, and spend most of their days listening to audiobooks while browsing libraries, record stores, art shops and stores, and sushi restaurants. We need children to feel safe, to be of good cheer, as Socrates would put it, to know that universal income will never be taken away from them, no matter where they go or what they do. Unless they can grow by exploring the safe parts of the world, the neighborhoods where they are from will never know modern culture. When a generation is denied access to modern culture, there is always an evil and deliberate reason for that. Those time and cultural gaps will be used for slavery and war. And we can prevent that right now. Politicians will not fix it. Not at all. In 35 years, they will have long retired. You have to fix it. You have to do it. You don't need to start with universal income, just a school that will help people see how important it is. It's all really up to you and your generation. Simply build the schools the world needs, and you can start with honest and loving audiobooks that people can listen to without shame or ridicule or punishment. January 1st, 2057 can become the year when the world celebrates world peace, love, and wisdom. Stop pretending to learn by memorizing. For grades and promises of imaginary futures that may never come true. And accept the responsibility for real and profound self-education. Take to authentic knowledge and it in turn will take you to authentic wisdom. And wisdom. Wisdom is the enlightenment you need to light your way to greatness and the beautiful and peaceful future that truly is worthy of you.